But first today to a development that various observers in the field call a genuine paradigm shift, that somewhat overused phrase. Maybe it is fair this time. It's the trend in various US settings, away from one-on-one medical appointments with your doctor, that absolute sort of staple of our life, to group appointments for particular patients, especially those with chronic conditions that need a lot of self-management. This is a shift that's been developing in the US for almost 20 years now. A classic example, really, of a silk purse emerging from a sow's ear, in that exploding numbers of people with illnesses like diabetes type 2, or lower back pain, or hypertension, or depression, or asthma, forced medical centres to think way outside the box in order to see more people quicker, more effectively, to maximise lifestyle changes and reasonable health. The question is, could it, should it work here? Well, the man who pioneered this model, full of acronyms, I warn you, known as DIGMAs, Drop-In Group Medical Appointments, is Dr. Ed Nofsinger, and he's been touring Australian regional areas this week as a guest of the Australian Lifestyle Medical Association, which has just held its big conference. With us too is a veteran health researcher well known to RN listeners, Dr. Gary Egger from ALMA. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Nofsinger, just quickly at the start, a bit of history, if you wouldn't mind. Where did you kick this off and why precisely?
I started group consultations in the United States as a result of being a very sick patient myself between 1988 and 1992. And even though my entire professional career until then had been dealing with chronically ill patients with advanced disease, when I came into contact firsthand with our healthcare system, I realized what its shortcomings were. And I tried to think of a way that we could do things that would provide patients more, not less. In particular, better access, more time with their doctor, the help and support not only of other patients, but a multidisciplinary team, max-packed visits, and a more relaxed pace of care.
And so you started this notion of what, about up to 14 to 15 people at a time being, and you'll have to explain because I think people will be so amazed by this. Do they all sit there together in the consultation room with the doctor or the nurse or whatever?
Yes. What happens is any place from 10 to 16 patients of the physician would be welcome to attend the group visit. And they would come in, and they would get all of their nursing duties performed, but it would be not only the regular duties, but additional ones, so that if they need certain injections, travel shots, a flu shot, a diabetic foot check, all of this would automatically be done by the nurse. And then the physician would be in the room for a full hour and a half, and the doctor would individually work sequentially with each person in the room, while others are able to listen and share helpful ideas. And there is also a documenter doing the chart notes for the doctor so that you don't get this complaint that the doctor was looking at the computer the whole time. And there's a facilitator to help address not only group dynamics, but the mind issues. But patients, every patient in there signs a confidentiality release that they understand their medical issues will be discussed in front of others today, and that's okay with them. And they agree not to identify other people when the group is over, but that they're welcome to take home anything that's helpful to them. And each person in the room is also told if they have a truly private matter to discuss, just let the doctor know, and the doctor would meet with them in private in the nearby exam room.
Confidentiality just leaps out at me. So people are comfortable, are they, to sit there with all of the others from their communities looking on?
They are. And there will always be some patients for whom this is not a good fit, and they might opt not to attend a group visit. But some of our best systems in the United States, such as Cleveland Clinic, have found that once a patient, even though they have a lifetime of a one-on-one doctor's visit, they come into a group visit for the first time, that 85% of the patients, or even 87%, will reschedule their visit back in the group. They tend to really enjoy it. They enjoy the camaraderie, the help and support of other patients, and the fact that so much is conducted. Because when you're in the room with your own doctor for 90 minutes, the amount of patient education that you get is absolutely tremendous. And it's not like on the internet. You can make book on it because it's coming from your own doctor.
And what are the results you've been achieving?
Well, the results are very high levels of patient satisfaction, high levels of physician satisfaction, high levels of efficiency. And we're now finding that in terms of outcomes, that these studies, which are just starting to break now, are coming out showing reductions in hemoglobin A1C and benefits in many areas, which isn't surprising because when we set these groups up, we set them up in a way that attends to everything that the patient, that not only brings the patient in, but also updates all of their routine health maintenance, all of their injections, et cetera, during every visit by protocol.
Let me go to Gary Egger, who's been hosting Dr. Nofsinger. Gary Egger, what to your mind, from an Australian perspective, is the most attractive element of this new model?
I think it's probably the peer support that they get, Geraldine. One of the problems with chronic diseases is that it's a lifetime problem, so it can't be dealt with in a five-minute consultation like the old injuries and infections that doctors have always dealt with. And when you get in with a group like this, it's the fact that they're all, everybody sort of chimes in and says, well, I had that problem and I did this. So they're getting support. We know that change in lifestyle largely comes from two things. One, self-monitoring, that is being able to see how things are changing. But the second is support from your peers. So this not only provides support for the peers, but it also means that the doctor doesn't have to repeat the same thing over and over again to every individual patient. It's all in the one room, so everybody seems to like it.
And as I asked in my intro, could it, should it work here in Australia?
Well, it's not an alternative to the current system. It's an adjunct. So some people won't like it, and I'm sure some won't like it to start off with, as they didn't in the US. But when I heard Ed Nofsinger talk last year when I was over in the US, I thought, why aren't we doing this in Australia? It just seems like the logical thing to do. Because healthcare has changed. We used to be dealing with infectious diseases and injuries, and that was fine on a one-to-one basis. But with 70% of diseases now being chronic diseases, we've just got to change the system because what we're doing at the moment is not working.
But might this break down that whole tradition of the almost sacred doctor-patient relationship? Are you sure that, that vital primary healthcare model that we have that works very well here in Australia, is there any risk in terms of just subtly eating at that?
Well, the first thing, Geraldine, is the primary care system isn't working very well with chronic disease. It works. We have a fantastic system for acute injuries and infections, but for chronic disease, it's not working well. We're getting an increase in these all the time. Now, whether it works better or not than the old system, we have to wait and see. But it's more likely to work, and everybody's more likely to be happy and using this sort of system than it is on the one-to-one system. The old one-to-one system sort of came out of the old days thousands of years ago where you've got an expert and a patient who's willing to comply with that expert. But the actual, in a group situation, the patient is likely to have greater contact with the doctor rather than less contact because more comes out than what comes out in a one-to-one relationship. There's more time, too, to talk about things.
But can it be bespoke enough, you know, tailored to really fit? Is there a risk underlying all of this, Gary, that you ushers in by default a sort of two-tiered health system so that poorer people use the group one and more prosperous people use the one-on-one?
I think it's probably best for me to leave Ed to talk about that because I haven't had the experience that he's had in the US at the moment.
Yes, Dr. Nofsinger.
What I have found is quite the opposite, that very affluent people will choose the group visit, even people, because I live in Santa Cruz, which is right by Silicon Valley, and some of these are founders of large corporations, and they could hop in their Learjet, go anywhere for their medical care, and they'll come into the group appointment and say, I got more information in this visit than I have in any prior doctor's appointment. So, but I think it's important to follow up with what Gary is saying. that group visits are nothing but an additional health care choice that's an option to patients. They're voluntary to the patients who attend, and they're voluntary to the physicians who offer them. So one physician may choose to come primarily to group visits with their doctors. I would be in that category, as would most of my family. And there will be other patients who choose primarily individual visits. And there'll be some patients who choose every other visit to be a group visit and an individual visit. And it just opens up those other possibilities and options. But physicians will walk out of these groups and say to me, this was the high point of my whole week. I really enjoyed this. I could sit down and relax and enjoy my patients, get to know them better, and I find out things about some of my patients that I had worked with for 10 years that I never knew, just because a different type of information often comes out in the group.
So it's actually been quite rewarding for the doctors too, you say?
It has been very, very rewarding for the physicians, because physicians no longer have to repeat the same thing over and over to one patient after another individually. They can say it one time to everybody and go into more depth, and everybody gets a deeper comprehension of what's being said. Physicians also like it because it improves access to their practice. Many physicians who have historically had closed practices because the demands on their practice are simply too high to open their practices can now open their practices to new patients when they start doing group consultations, because they are very efficient, because you have a multidisciplinary team helping the physician. And the physicians enjoy the camaraderie and the help from the entire team.
We haven't talked about cost yet. Do you pay the same amount to go to one of these group sessions or more?
I could address for United States, but I think I'll let Gary address it for Australia.
How would it work, do you think, Gary?
We're actually talking to Medicare about this at the moment, and it seems like it is possible to charge under the same system as an individual visit, so there's no difference. The patient doesn't pay any more, and they can be bulk billed for that as well. But the financial side of it needs to be worked out and needs to be discussed. We've been negotiating with Medicare now for nearly 12 months about this to work out the fine details of how it would be funded.
Are they worried at all about it? Do they think it could get out of hand?
Yeah, it could get out of hand, and they're concerned about unscrupulous doctors overcharging, which it is possible to do under the Australian system. So through the Australian Lifestyle Medicine Association, we're actually very keen to get this right from the start, so that the system can't be rorted.
Now, I know that you've been actually taking Dr. Nofsinger on a bit of a road trip, introducing this notion. What sort of reception are you getting here in Australia from doctors and allied health professionals?
Yeah, this is an awareness-raising trip. We haven't sort of finally decided whether to do it or not. We thought we'd just go out and test it with doctors and with other allied health professionals, particularly the practice nurses that work with the doctors. And we've been all up and down the east coast of Australia, and the response is fantastic, actually. Ed will point out that when he started this back around 1998, 2000, the response was quite hostile from the doctors to start off with. We haven't had that at all here. The reaction has been generally very favourable. And one of the reasons I think, and I do a lot of work with medical education, is that doctors are just so frustrated with the current system and with the current problems that they're dealing with. And if you've got patients coming in one after the other with diabetes, with heart disease, with respiratory ailments, all problems that are lifestyle and environmentally related, and they have to repeat the same thing over and over and over again, the level of satisfaction in medicine is extremely low at the moment. And they're looking for alternatives.
Mm. Look, thank you both very much indeed. I think we'll ask the listeners to give us their view. Dr. Nofsinger, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure, and I love your country.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yes, we do too. We're very happy the election's over, though. I'm glad you weren't here during that. Dr. Ed Nofsinger is Director of Shared Medical Appointments and Clinical Innovations at Harvard's Vanguard Medical Associates. And Dr. Gary Egger, thank you to you.
Thank you, Dorian.
Gary alerted us to this visit by Dr. Nofsinger. He's director of the Sydney-based Centre for Health Promotion and Research and Professor of Lifestyle Medicine and Applied Health Promotion at Southern Cross University. Look, do let us know whether you might be available for an innovation like this, or whether it's sort of a bit of a shock. It's certainly a dramatic change in tradition, but it'll be interesting to see whether this is the harbinger of things to come. So we'd love to hear from you. You can go to our website and leave your thoughts on our message board.